This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Friday, December 12th. Columbus County and Whiteville City Schools will operate on a two-hour delay Monday due to the expected low wind chills. High school exams will continue as scheduled after the adjusted start time in the county schools. Record low wind chills of -5 degrees are possible Monday morning. That's right, -5 degrees. Now, tomorrow is going to be a real pretty day, so you can go ahead and make some preparations in advance. Bring your pets indoors, wrap those pipes, cover those exposed faucets, and make sure that there's a spigot somewhere that's trickling so it'll keep that water flowing and avoid freezing. Check the light in your pump house. I've got to do the same thing myself when I get home this evening. Only use heaters that are approved for indoor use and always keep a 3-foot clear space around any space heater. And do not ever plug an electric space heater into a power strip or extension cord. See meteorologist Christopher Cawley's forecast blog on the Columbus County News webpage for more information. 3 grants from the Southeastern Crescent Regional Commission will go toward job creation and infrastructure improvements in Columbus County. Governor Josh Stein yesterday announced the grants. We told you last week about Tabor City's $500,000 rail spur that's going to help create some jobs at Atlantic Publishing. Chadbourne will receive $500,000 for repairs to its wastewater plant. Columbus County will also receive $500,000. Now, that money is going to be going for water system expansion along Beaver Dam Road. That'll help provide water for more than 7,000 homes and allow for development of 148 acres of commercial and industrial use. State officials are chairing a court decision that could bring more than $4 million back to Whiteville for drainage improvements. State Attorney General Jackson joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration that clawed back funding from FEMA. The money was originally approved for Whiteville to overhaul Molly's Branch, among other drainage projects. FEMA was one of the agencies targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency earlier this year for budget cuts. The courts ruled that the federal government had approved the funding previously, so therefore they could not freeze it without cause. Christmas events are making this a busy time right now, people. I'm telling you plain, if you ain't in the spirit by Monday, there's something wrong with you. Our friends down at Tabor City have the cookie crawl going on until 6:30 today. Make sure you check out the ice skating rink as well. Cookie boxes are available at the library and chamber office. Lake Waccamaw, Fair Bluff, and Regalwood have their parades on Saturday. Bolton's parade is Sunday at 3. Whiteville's parade is Sunday at 6. Saturday is going to be a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park as well. They're hosting the Wreaths Across America ceremony at 9 a.m. After that, the wreaths will be taken by volunteers to be placed in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., they'll be showing the Polar Express in the community center down there, and Santa is going to drop by to say hello. At 6:30, every Friday and Saturday, the park hosts a turkey shoot. Speaking of Santa Claus, he's going to be here, there, and everywhere this weekend. He's going to be at Pearson Company tomorrow in Hallsboro. Chadbourne Baptist Church is hosting a brunch with Santa from 10 till 12 on Saturday. There'll be a reading of the Christmas story, crafts, snacks, and more. That church is located at 504 North Howard Street in Chadbourne, and the event is free. And Santa will be out at the Columbus County Farmers Market tomorrow. That's going to be from 9 until 7. The Carolina Country Cruisers have a car show from 9 to 1. Edgewood Chorus performs at 10:30. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.